French presidents discussed their differences about European security Saturday, the morning after U.S. President Trump arrived in Paris and immediately criticized his host. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports from the French capital.
Both leaders, at least while reporters were in the room, avoided any criticism of each other. As Air Force One touched down Friday night here, Trump blasted a message for his host, terming Macron's call for a European military very insulting. In the touchdown tweet, Trump suggested Europe first pay its fair share of NATO before contemplating a Europe-wide force. Macron in recent days, noting a revived threat from Moscow, has said Europe needs to defend itself better alone, and Europeans cannot protect themselves without a true European army. Steve Herman, VOA News, Paris.
Law enforcement authorities in the U.S. state of California say 9 people have died in wildfires across the state. Andy Fox is the mayor of the community of Thousand Oaks, California.
Just 48 hours ago, our city experienced a tragedy that had national implications with the mass shooting and the loss of life of 13 individuals. And here we are just a few hours later, now talking about another crisis right here in Thousand Oaks.
Evacuations were ordered as flames from the blaze are being driven by 56 kilometer per hour winds. The U.S. Treasury Department has extended a deadline for Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska to reduce his holdings of the aluminum company Rusal before sanctions take effect. The U.S. first said that in April it would impose the sanctions on him in several companies in which he is a large shareholder. They cited malign activities by Russia in Ukraine as well as Syria. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump has sought to distance himself from the acting attorney general he appointed earlier in the week.